Rolls, America's best-known candy, presents America's best-known detective...
Just a moment, old boy. What is all this?
Why, this is the new Dick Tracy Show.
Dick Tracy? America's favorite detective?
Right you are, presented by Tootsie Rolls, that favorite American candy.
Egad, man, Dick Tracy.
And Tootsie Rolls, too.
That sounds exciting.
It is, Mr. Flintheart, it is.
Well, then, let's get on with it.
Tonight's story, The Case of the Dark Corridor. Our story begins on a cold, rainy night at 11:30 in Big Alonzo's taxicab.
Why, Mr. Flintheart, I could have picked up a dozen fares whilst I was waiting for you in Snowflake. I
could
have.
Could you, my good fella? Could you?
Yeah, I'm just loyal, I am. Look at that there dame standing on the next corner getting soaking wet. Just look at... Why, she would be happy if I was to stop and pick her up, she'd be...
Dear me, she is getting wet, isn't she?
Vitamin? Alonzo, stop the cab.
Huh?
You heard what she said. Stop the cab.
Okay, so I'll stop.
Call her, Vitamin. We'll take her where she wants to go.
Yes, we love her, of course. Young lady... I say, young lady.
Did you call me? I hope you won't mind. But we noticed you standing there on the corner, and it's raining so hard.
And there ain't many empty cabs cruising around.
May we take you where you want to go?
Want to go? But I don't know.
You don't know? Yes, my dear girl, you must know. Where do you live?
I don't know. I don't remember anything.
Can't look so late, my dear.
Vitamin. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, we must do something. Here, dear, don't stand there in the rain. Get into the cab. Get into the cab. Oh.
Should we do something? Quite evident that this young woman is suffering from loss of memory.
Oh, I won't go back. No, I won't go back.
Go back where?
Oh, I don't know. I just know I mustn't go back.
Oh, dear.
Don't make me laugh. Let's not waste any more time. This is a matter for Dick Tracy to cope with. Alonzo, police headquarters, and hurry.
I have been sitting in your office for 2 hours now, Mr. Tracy, while your police have been searching the city. Have you found her, my patient? No. Inefficient.
Now, look here, Mr.
Dr. Frantic, please. Dr. Vitor Frantic of Redfield Sanitarium, if you please, Mr. Frantic.
Well, Dr. Frantic, if you and your staff at your sanitarium had been more careful, your patient would never run away.
How dare you cast aspersions at my staff and myself? I insist that you apologize to me at once. Do you hear?
What for? Apologize for your mistakes? Now, just settle down, Frantic, and wait. That's all we can do right now.
Oh, you can have another description of my patient amnesia broadcast so that your thick-headed police will be at least...
Hey, old man, I'm glad we found you here.
All right, Alonzo. Bring her in.
Okay, come on, lady. Right through the door, right through. No one ain't gonna hurt you.
All right. I'll go in.
What is it?
Oh, Ann!
No, please, I don't
want
to go back yet, please.
Is this your patient amnesia, Dr. Fanny?
Yes. Please allow me to handle this. Now, my child, quiet. Relax.
She doesn't want to go back to your sanitarium. Why?
Please, Mr. Tracy, you don't understand these cases. She doesn't know what she wants. You want to come back, don't you, Anne? Don't you, my dear?
Oh, yes, Uncle. Yes, please take me back. Please.
Of course, my dear girl. I'll say good night, my dear. And thank everyone.
Good night, and thank you all.
Come, Anne, come. We must hurry back to Redfield.
Yes, Uncle. I'm coming.
Oh, I forgot.
Forgot what?
We cannot get a train back to Redfield for 2 hours.
I got a cab, I got. Would you like I should drive you back with you?
Oh, that would be ideal. Thank you.
Don't thank me. I'll just keep the meter running. Oh, come on.
Yes. Through the door, my dear. May I thank you all again for your invaluable assistance? Good night.
Kindly, old fellow, isn't it?
The way he was able to quiet her. Isn't he just wonderful? Such strange, fascinating eyes. What's the matter, Tracy?
I almost wish you hadn't found that girl. That you'd been able to get away.
But I don't understand, old man. She's obviously in need of some sort of treatment.
Is she?
But you saw her. You saw how hysterical she was.
I'm wondering, Snowflake, if the hysteria isn't being induced.
The gad, man, you mean Dr. Whatever his name is might be causing it?
Yes.
But gad, look so through. The man is a doctor, isn't he? Indeed.
That's another point I'd like to clear up. I'm not sure.
Tracy, but what possible reason could he have?
That, Snowflake, is something I'm going to find out.
Hello.
Flintheart speaking.
Mr. Flintheart, I am Big Alonzo.
Who are you now? And did you call me at 2:30 in the morning to tell me that?
Look, Flintheart, don't get yourself in an uproar. Don't get yourself. I am trying to find Mr. Tracy and I can't do it. I'm trying everywhere. His apartment, his office, everywhere.
And why, my good man, must you find Tracy at this unearthly hour?
It's about that there Doc Franny. If you don't remember, I am driving him out to his sanitarium. I'm driving just a couple hours ago.
Yes?
Well, I am gathering the impression during the trip that this here Doc ain't strictly on the up and up. Jimmy?
Gad, that's what Tracy said.
The way he's talking to that there girl we found, like as if he was making with the evil eyes. Mr.
Flintheart. I say, Alonzo, what will you do if you can't find Tracy?
I don't know.
Well, me good fellow, I do know. Be here in 10 minutes. I'm going out to that sanitarium myself.
You?
Yes, my dear Alonzo. That's what Tracy would expect me to do. After all, there is such a thing as duty when it beckons.
Don't you think I ought to attack you, somebody?
Alonzo, I'll meet you outside my hotel in 10 minutes. And you'd better be there.
Sorry to get you up at this hour, but I'm back at the office. Checking on that Dr. Frantic. He's a quack. He practiced medicine out west for several years without a license. Then when the police caught up with him, he vanished. That's right. Now look, I want you to get dressed and come down to the office. Yes. Wait here till you get a call from me. Because right now, I'm going out to Frantic Sanitarium.
But vitamin, what will you do when we get there?
I'll leave that to the inspiration of the moment. Don't worry, me, Dove. I'm with you.
You know, vitamin, the more I think of Dr. Frantic, the more frightened I become. Those eyes of his.
Yes, my dear. Penetrating, aren't they? Ah, but never fear, me love. I, Vitamin Flintheart, will know how to conduct myself. Remember, Miss Sweet, I've watched Tracy do it many times.
Yes, but I don't...
Ah, he'll be proud of me. Well done, Flintheart, he'll say with his jaw.
We're getting close now to this again.
I will. So much the better. I shall go into action soon, Snowflake. You'll see the sort of man you married, Miss Sweet.
I'm still worried.
So am I, Snowflake. I don't like this here business at all.
Vitamin, there's still time to turn back, you know.
Turn back? What do you take me for, that coward?
The question is, Mr. Flintheart, is what this here evil-eyed doc will take us for. I hope it ain't gonna be the worst, I hope.
What was that? Why did you stop?
Well, because we're here, we are.
Is that the sanitarium?
That is it. That's where I brung them. Well, let's go, if we're going.
Hey? Yes, go. Come, my love.
Vitamin, that gloomy old house. It looks almost haunted.
Yes. Set back amongst those twisted old trees. It is gloomy.
Weird. That's what it is. Strictly weird. Hey, there's a light on in that little corner window. See? Someone is still awake sitting in this tree.
Good.
Oh, I wish Tracy were here.
Stand here just in time. There's not the reason why. There's but to do or die. Into the valley of death.
Mr. Flintheart, I wish you hadn't said that.
Yes, ma'am. So do I. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the intermission. And frankly, I can't think of a better time to pause, shall we say, take stock, consider a moment.
Boy, you really stuck your neck out this time, Mr. Flintheart.
My neck? Don't say that, Reddy.
Well, you're stepping in Dick Tracy's shoes, trying to solve this case all by yourself, aren't you?
Well, it seems like a perfectly logical idea at the time, Reddy.
Okay, then, don't let me stop you. Just take along a handful of these big nickel-sized Tootsie Rolls. They'll give you an energy lift, put pep in your step, make a new man of you. Courage, Flintheart. Remember, that Tootsie Roll is a candy treat that can't be beat. It's so chewy, so chocolatey, so delicious. It will really tickle your taster.
Good, Ribby. You've given me new confidence. New confidence.
Why, sure, Mr. Flintheart. Everybody has confidence in Tootsie Rolls. Why, they're an all-American favorite from coast to coast, with little folks and big folks, too. You simply can't lose when you choose Tootsie Rolls. Here, have another big nickel-sized Tootsie Roll. Now, brace yourself, Mr. Flintheart. We're going back to Dick Tracy and the Case of the Dark Corridor.
Why was it necessary to go to the police?
My dear Miss Phobia, I thought that would be the quickest way to find her.
It was stupid and dangerous.
So that is all. I do not wish to hear any more on the subject. The girl is sick. I have nothing to worry about.
What did you say to the police?
Oh, I told them merely that my patient had escaped from my institution. I asked their cooperation in finding her. Mr. Tracy was in...
Tracy? You spoke?
Yes.
Do you know about Dick Tracy, Doctor?
Should I know about him?
He's the cleverest and the smartest detective in the country.
Oh, no, my dear Miss Phobia, either you overestimate Mr. Tracy's abilities or you underestimate mine. I assure you, I am a match for him.
If he thinks something is wrong, he won't...
Ah, enough! I will know how to manage Mr. Tracy. If and when the time comes.
I hope so. It's the difference between 200,000 of the girl's money and a long stretch up the river. There's a door. Someone's at the door.
At this hour?
What do we do?
We'll answer it, of course. Go.
I knew this was going to happen. Yes?
Good woman. We should like to speak to Dr. Frantic.
I'm sorry, but Dr. Frantic has gone to bed. Would you be so kind as to come back tomorrow?
We must see him tonight. It's about the young girl whom we found.
Oh, I see. But must it be right now? It's nearly 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I...
But so what? Tell the doc it's very important to him.
Oh, well, come in.
Thank you.
You will please wait here. I'll see if Dr. Frantic will talk to you.
Where was it, the police?
I don't know. It's two men and a woman. The little man is obviously a cab driver.
A little man, huh? Probably the maid who brought me back here. Wonder what he knows.
I don't like it. It looks like a trap.
You think they're from the police?
We should have done away with the girl as I suggested. You have all our money.
Don't forget, my dear, my record. The police would begin an investigation, and then what chance would I have to make...
Could have been out of the country by then.
Oh, there is no time for speculation now. Now, we must act. If those people came here for trouble... They have come to the right place. I will see them. Come.
Dr. Frantic.
My assistant informs me that you wish to speak to me.
Well, Dr. Frantic, it's about that girl.
What about that girl?
Well, we think, Dr. Frantic, that you,
we think everything ain't strictly on the up and up with her, we think.
We're going to take her back to the city with us.
You are, what?
We are taking her back with us.
I see. And you have a court order to remove her from my institution, have you not?
Court order?
The girl is in no condition to be taken away. I'm her doctor.
We don't believe it. We want to take that girl away from here.
Away from you? We're not going to wait for a court order, my dear doctor.
Yeah, like he says, we ain't going to wait.
Well, if you wish to suffer the consequences of your act...
We'll take our chances.
Very well. Follow me, please. I will take you to her. Go through this door, please.
Come, my dear. Come, Melanzo.
Right with you.
I got them. I got them.
You are missing your place, my friend. No one can hear you.
What do we do now, Doctor?
Now we shall give our inquisitive friends a dose of the nerve gas. We will destroy their wills and their memories. Turn it on, Miss Phobia.
Yes, Doctor. There. I turned it on.
Good. In an hour, I will talk to them. I will impress on their minds that they have never been here, that they have never seen the girl.
And if that doesn't work, remember, your nerve gas is still in an experimental stage.
If that doesn't work, then we will find a more efficient method. We will kill them. Gas for an hour now, Miss Phobia. Cut it off.
Yes. There.
Open the door, and I will go to work on them. Look at them sitting there with stupid expressions on their faces. They're completely under my power now.
Get started. We haven't too much time.
Yes, right. You.
Yes, Doctor. Yes, Doctor.
You have never been here.
Yes, Doctor. I have never been here.
You will remember nothing of what has occurred tonight. Nothing.
Remember nothing, Doctor. Nothing.
Good. Now, the woman. You.
Yes, Doctor. Yes.
You will wipe tonight's happenings completely from your memory.
Completely from my memory. Yes, Doctor.
You'll be all right now. Now the cab driver.
You.
Yes, Doctor.
You have never been to Rest Hill Sanitarium.
The fare was 765 to Rastil. 765.
Doctor, he still remembers. He's not completely under.
Ah, wait. This has never happened before. Your mind is a blank. You can't remember.
I can't forget. 765. Who's going to pay the cab? I ain't in a hacking business for my health, I ain't.
The gas is no good. He hasn't forgotten.
I'll try again. Perhaps I can achieve it by hypnosis.
You know the effect is only temporary. We've got to get rid of them. All three. The girl, too.
Off the door. Someone else. Quick, come. Lock them in. I'll attend to them later.
Yes, but now you will do it my way. Yes?
I'm Dick Tracy of the police.
Oh, the police? Oh, come in. Come in, please.
Thank you.
That is it, Miss Phobia. Oh,
Mr. Tracy.
I have a warrant for your arrest, Mr. Frantic.
Arrest? Surely there must be some mistake, Mr. Tracy.
There's been no mistake. I'm arresting you for practicing medicine without a license. I'll find other charges later. Right now, I want you to get that girl amnesia and come with me to police headquarters.
Miss Phobia, yes, go to Anne's room. See that she's dressed and brought down here.
Yes, doctor. I'll go.
I was a little suspicious of you, Mr. Frantic, so I looked you up in the file. This ward of yours...
Everything is strictly legal so far as Miss Nisha is concerned.
Is it? 5 years ago, you falsely convinced her mother that the girl was mentally deranged. When the girl's mother died...
You have nothing on me. Miss Nisha is not my patient. I am merely her guardian. I have no patient. My assistant and I are the only people in this house beside the girl.
We'll let a judge and jury decide all that, Mr. Frantic. Right now, I... Why are you looking at me like that?
You are mistaken about me, Mr. Tracy. Mistaken.
No.
You are not going to arrest me. I am your friend. Your friend.
My friend. I don't
understand. You don't remember why you came here, Mr. Tracy. That's right, you see this. It's fine, isn't it?
That's right. Right.
It's very late. You are tired.
Sleeping.
Get a sleep, Mr. Tracy. Sleep.
The girl is dressed and...
Doctor! Tracy!
Easy, subject. So easy. You never bother us now.
But when he comes out of the train...
You never come out of it, my dear Miss Fulvia. You never come out of it. In this world.
What about the girl, amnesia?
The girl? I am going to drive her mind down a long, dark corridor that leads to oblivion. And death.
I don't remember anything.
Longo.
I remember 765 myself. But who's gonna pay my fare?
More of a good doctor's work. Huh. We'll see about this.
Well, Dr. Frantic, have you got what you want now?
Not quite, my dear Miss Phobia. This treatment will have to be continued later, but she's well on the ward. Now we must get rid of those inquisitive people.
How?
It would be most unfortunate if the house were to burn down, wouldn't it, Miss Phobia?
Oh.
Fire has a way of destroying all evidence. Come, take the girl and let us go.
You're not going anywhere. Reach, what?
Tracy, I thought you...
Stay right where you are, Frantic. Don't move. Yes, you thought I'd been hypnotized. I let you believe that. Now stop!
Stop, Andy! I'll
shoot! You killed him!
Come on. Well, if I did, it was too good for him. But now amnesia will have a chance to lead a normal life. Come on, Miss Phobia. I'm taking you to headquarters. You and Vitamin could have done was to go out there to arrest you. It was a matter for the police.
I know, Tracy. But Big Alonzo couldn't find you.
I was down in the files looking up this so-called Dr. Frantic.
Well, of course, Vitamin had no way of knowing that.
Where is he, by the way?
The reason I came over here this morning was to read the riot act to him.
Did I hear Tracy in here?
Oh, hello, Vitamin. I want to have a little talk with you.
Do you, old gumshoe?
What about? What about? About your getting mixed up in things which concern only the police. Why, I ought...
Oh, the door.
I'll get it, Milan. Come in. Contain yourself, my fine fellow. I said I was coming. Yes?
I'm the gas man. I come to read the meter.
Who?
Gas man, gas man. I gotta read the meter.
Let's have that theme again. Ah, that does it. That lets everybody know that Tootsie Rolls are coming back on candy counters all over America. That big nickel-sized Tootsie Roll is just as chewy, just as chocolatey, just as delicious as ever. All those good, wholesome ingredients that go into Tootsie Rolls receive extra special care in the Tootsie Roll candy kitchen. And when you buy a Tootsie Roll at your favorite candy counter, you get a candy treat that can't be beat. That chewy, chocolatey Tootsie Roll will really tickle your taster. It tastes so delicious. I wonder if Maestro Ray Carter can play it with music. Nickel-sized Tootsie Roll is delicious. Ah, thanks, Ray. That does it. That lets everybody know that the big nickel-sized Tootsie Roll is a teeth-tickling treat that can't be beat.
Police headquarters. Tracy speaking. Oh, yes, Sergeant McGuire.
What? You saw Deuces Wild? But you couldn't have. She was executed last night.
I don't care what Deuces said about coming back. She's dead.
What?
No, don't do anything. This looks serious. I'll be right over.
What's this? Deuces Wild returned from the dead? An executed man who comes back to wreak vengeance on the people who sent him there? Sound exciting? It's all yours for the listening next Saturday, same time, same station, when Tootsie Rolls, America's best-known candy, presents America's best-known detective, Dick Tracy, in the case of the man who died twice.
Featuring Vitamin Flintheart, Judge Blomkamp, Deuces Wild, and
an all-star cop. Dick Tracy is based on the nationally known comic strip created by Chester Gould. Dick Tracy is written for radio by Sidney Sloan and directed by Mitchell Grace. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.